How do you prank show? If you're a fan of Will and Grace, which I'm sure you were, it was a huge show.
Magic.
And the Emmy-winning role played by Eric McCormack of Will Truman, he's here. Is he? I thought he was in the Bristol Farms green room.
Is he here?
Is he here? Or is
Come
he,
on.
Did he have to go do overhaul?
Oh, my God.
There he is.
There he is. Oh, we're sorry. We don't have any money.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Hey, Eric.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm putting headphones on, so I'll be all like...
See, I feel like...
Radio.
See,
you go,
I
huh?
can hear
you.
Oh, see? I can hear myself.
Yeah. Now we got to go through a couple seconds of, wow, that's
Baby,
what I sound like.
Did you ever wonder what ever became of me?
See, isn't it fun?
See, it is.
I feel like I know you even though I don't, but I feel like I do.
I feel like I know you guys because I'll tell you, this is the honest truth, and I know my wife's listening right now. You're her favorite.
Really?
You're her favorite.
Hi, yep. Honey.
Absolutely.
I mean, Heidi or
Janet?
Me?
No, both
Hi,
of you.
Janet.
She loves you. She loves, you know, if there was a threesome, it would have nothing to do with me.
All
she
right.
would have no Janet. Interest at all.
Oh, Heidi Frank
would,
and
yeah,
Janet.
I'd be the photographer, probably.
Well, since you revealed
I like
that,
it.
I have to reveal,
uh-oh,
when I first moved out to Los Angeles, I think it was 97, I was looking around to buy a home when I first moved out here to do radio, and I was with my new wife at the time. We're driving around, and I saw you walking down the street.
Me?
Yes, it was you, and I was like, oh, my God, I think that was Will. And this was like, you just came out to, you know, Hollywood. And
you saw your first celebrity.
Well, my first celebrity
it
was you.
That, it was 97. I probably had a sign that said, we'll act for food.
Yeah.
So I think it was probably 98.
Was it 98? Probably 98.
Big difference in those 2 years.
And, I actually drove around the block. And did a second
You're
look.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
How about that?
And you were walking down the street. I was like, hey.
And then you told, you alerted everybody. I'm like, oh my God, guess who I just saw?
And
I'm really
like,
in Los Angeles.
I wonder where he lives. And then we followed you for like another hour. You walked into your house. You got the mail. And we looked through the windows. It's like, my God, this place is awesome.
The first celebrity.
This place is not for sale.
The first celebrity I saw in Los Angeles was Cindy Crawford in a coffee bean in Studio City.
That's pretty good.
And I was like, oh my God. I become a ventriloquist all of a sudden. I was like, oh my God. By myself. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. That's Cindy Crawford.
That's pretty good. I think mine was Ruth Buzzy in a coffee shop. So I think, yeah, there was. Yeah. You win. You win that one.
That's funny because my dad actually saw Ruth Buzzy at the airport in Las Vegas.
Well, she really gets around.
Yeah, she really does.
Sure.
She's everywhere.
She's out and about. Big
Eric.
Tweeter. Big tweeter, Ruth Buzzy, by the way. So you can follow her at Buzz, I think.
Are you on Twitter?
Yes, I tweet. I'm not great at it, but I try because I can't. The idea of reporting on everything I do, I can't do. 3 days will go by and I go, hey, I haven't done anything. But I'm good at tweeting about the show, about perception, and about.
Or if you're at a big Jimmy Burrows tribute.
That was very exciting. I mean, Messing and I saw each other for the first time in a year, so I was like, hey, that's tweetable. That seems tweety.
Yeah.
I'll tweet you guys.
Tweetable.
Yeah. But not like, here's my sandwich.
No,
you're not
I can't. Unless it's a fantastic.
Like,
sandwich.
I got to take a picture of this and post
but
it.
But you have been tweeting about your performance coming up this weekend.
I'm really excited about this. It's literally called The Concert I Never Gave, except for like 2,000 times in my bedroom. And I think, and we all know that. We all know that thing.
Yeah.
You know, I was very serious. You were talking before about your sister and the Prince band.
Yeah, Prince. Yeah.
And I laughed because you said the hockey stick. Now, for me, and I'll bring this up on Saturday.
Okay.
There's a very big difference between the tennis racket and the hockey stick. Clearly, a tennis racket is meant to be a guitar.
Right. What's the hockey stick?
Clearly a bass.
Yeah, it's
clearly.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The bass.
Clearly,
if I were to do
Geddy Lee, but with a tennis racket, you'd think I was an idiot. You need,
it's like, come on.
You need the length.
This guy's no idea.
It's not unbelievable.
And the depth.
Okay. All right.
Right.
So
I mean,
that was your bass.
I was very, very serious, and that's kind of the spirit of the show. Is just this kid. I was such a geeky music kid at 14, and then because of the zeitgeisty show that Will and Grace was. I got to meet Elton John and Alice Cooper and Barry Manilow, and it was this crazy sort of time, and so it was a lot of stories about the things that came true and the songs that I've always wanted to sing.
So it's a one man show.
It's a big concert.
Of you telling stories and then actually
sort of stories and songs. And I had this great band led by Lauren Gold, who is the keyboard player for The Who,
with real instruments.
Real
Saturday instruments? And Sunday.
Yeah.
Saturday
the
and
who?
Sunday.
The Who?
Who?
Yeah.
Oh, that old.
We could be here all day.
That old
gang.
We were stuck in.
So we're gonna have. It's gonna be a great sound, great songs, and some fun stories, and it's all for a Stand Up to Cancer.
So when you were 14 playing the tennis racket, you didn't know how to play guitar at that time.
I still do not. But I kill on tennis racket. I can play the ping pong table, a series of pillows with chopsticks. I can play virtually any instrument as long as it is not real.
Were your parents supportive, or did they make you go to your bedroom to do your show?
Well, that's a good question, because it's kind of they're the spirit of the show, really. We shared a wall, and I think for 9 years. I was singing at the top of my lungs and dressing up like Alice Cooper, and they were very supportive. They were clearly supportive. I said one of the stories I tell in the show is the one time, you know, I had the walls festooned with Freddie Mercury posters and Rush posters and bikini posters, and the one time my father ever maybe take something down was Tim Curry as Frankenfurter. And he basically walked in, and his voice dropped an octave and a half, and he became Clint Eastwood, and he was like, "That comes off the wall now," and it came down. So I became friends with Tim years later, and I think his second album, his solo album, is fantastic. And I do a song from Fearless, Tim Curry's second album, that is great. I've always wanted to.
And the poster was up; it just existed on the back of the door for the closet.
So exactly right.
You could open still the look door at it. And be like,
but literally, on the front of my door wasn't Alice Cooper with a snake around him on the front. So when I closed the door, that's what my parents saw.
They had no problem with that. They
were very understanding, clearly.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you have any celebrity memorabilia, I mean, like from Hollywood? Because we were just talking about that with Marilyn Monroe. Like, I guess her x-rays are going up on auction. Like, really? Can you really display that in your hallway, a rib cage?
Like, the idea of paying a lot for it hasn't happened. But, I mean, a big show for me growing up was Get Smart. And after I won an Emmy, somebody gave me, a fan, I think, sent me a picture of Don Adams from Get Smart with the Emmy that he won in the same category, you know, 30 years earlier, which is cool. So that one I treasure, but I don't have a lot of that stuff.
Because it says that he was your motivation to even get into acting?
Well, certainly the concept of being on a half-hour funny show. I mean, Get Smart to me was, I was eight or nine, and I thought, this is a real
character. That's where he had the shoe telephone.
The shoe phone, mm-hmm. and all of
you're
that.
You're telling
yes.
me you wouldn't
I'm,
go and
I'm telling
it.
You I'm oh. way older than you guys.
No,
you're
not.
What I'm saying. But I when I realized...
It's like you couldn't use a boot for a shoe phone. You had to use an actual, like,
right.
a loafer, because that was actual a phone.
But you're
like,
telling me you wouldn't spend money on that. Yeah. You wouldn't have...
Yeah. Oh, I'd buy the shoe. If I could buy the shoe, I'd buy the shoe.
Yeah.
But I realized at some point before I was 10 that was a job you could have. You could be on a TV show like that and pretend that you were, and I thought, well, that's it for me.
As far as cast and the cast of Will and Grace, going probably down in history as one of the best
magic.
Cast ever
we pretty much lucked out. We really did.
When you're watching television today and the sitcoms that are out right now, is there a cast that you look at and go, you just kind of know what it's like on that set because you see the chemistry on screen?
Well, probably Big Bang Theory right now.
I've
met a couple of those guys, and I can tell they're having as great a time as we did. You can just tell. That comes off the screen. And that's it's one thing to have great writing. It's one thing to... But it's about that mix, and that chemistry is just... It's lightning in a bottle.
It's tough to get that again. Did you take anything from the Will and Grace set? Did they let you? When it was all said and done?
I did take one thing, and it really was taking, because we'd asked, and we were told no. So there was some stealing. But there was a little... There was a papier-mâché dog that sat beside the couch in the room where we used to watch TV.
Uh-huh.
And I took him. And nobody seemed to miss him much.
Right.
But there was a more famous... There was a painting of a man. Some people thought it was supposed to be Will. It was over
your fireplace.
Over the fireplace. And I think the creator of the show stole that, but even he had to steal because everything was
they
like
wouldn't let
belonged
you take
it.
We're going
to
use that on another show somewhere.
I think they did. Honest to God, that picture showed up on one of their other Partners last year, and people were tweeting.
That's the picture. They did that with Big Bang Theory. Since Johnny Galecki's on that show, they tried to say, "Oh, the Afghan on the back of the couch on Big Bang Theory is the same Afghan from Roseanne." And then you go on and Google image, you're like, "No, it's actually different. The squares are different on that." And you're like, "Oh my God, people!"
Oh, thank God for the internet. You know, we wouldn't have any of this stuff.
It solves all arguments.
If you want to go see Eric's show, the concert I never gave, you can go to the ElPortalTheater.com website, get your tickets. We're going to take a break and come right back. You can hang out for a little while longer.
I'll hang out for a bit.
Hi,
sure.
Janet.
All right.
Hi, Janet.
Hello,
Hi,
Janet.
Janet.
Love you.
Come back to 95.5 KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Heidi and Frank show. Go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.